Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities vary as the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the Chisti Prudi neighbourhood of Moscow, where industrial spaces and historical buildings are being repurposed to accommodate a growing food scene where Slavic tradition and Mexican flavours sit side by side. Our guide is Monocle's Paige Reynolds.
Though the current political climate means Russia is an almost eternal hot topic, when it comes to conversations about cuisine, Russian fare rarely features. And after 12 months spent appeasing my appetite on Moscow's vast streets, I must say this isn't exactly surprising. But once you learn to navigate the city's intricate spiderweb of grand boulevards and charming side streets, not to mention its extensive metro system, clusters of prime locations for wining and dining slowly but surely reveal themselves. One of these spots is Chisti Prudi. Located just a few metro stops north of Moscow city centre, this artsy neighbourhood spills out from a leafy central boulevard and stretches south towards the semi-pedestrianised Ulitsa Pokrovka. And, as an added bonus for those still wrestling with the Russian tongue, its metro stop conveniently shares the same name. After exiting the metro to potentially freezing temperatures, the first task of the day is to warm your insides with a toasty cup of coffee. Just off Ulitsa Pokrovka, you'll find Cooperative Chorny, the black cooperative. While historically Russians took their coffee sweet and cream-filled, to win favour with the coffee evangelists here, order a simple but punchy espresso. But if it's a flat white you're after, coffees with milk do make the cut, as well as an assortment of breads and spreads for soakage. Now, with coffee in hand, circle back up to the glimmering shallows of Chisti Prudi's pond and people watch to your heart's content as this sleepy neighbourhood turns into a hub of activity. When it's time for lunch, why not saunter up Pokrovka to Iskra for a classic Russian business lunch? Take the traditional creamy Olivier salad, the beef plov, a Russian pilaf, and a side of buckwheat porridge or boiled potatoes with dill, and enjoy passing your mealtime in a late 18th century classicist building that was once the private residence of a noble Moscow family. This space, as well as the secret bar below, is also the brainchild of Project Stay Hungry, Moscow's first modern supper club. As evening approaches, why not head to Veladora, the city's standout Mexican venue with Moscow's longest list of mezcal and the only corn tortilla tacos in the capital. If you're lucky, you might even get a visiting chef from Mexico City. This October, Mexican chef Alma Mendez's mouth-watering set menu included a tomato ensalada with chicatana sauce, almonds and sheep's cheese, octopus bathed in chintecle aioli with fennel, and for dessert, tamales with traditional Oaxacan chocolate and a sauce of cocoa flowers and red berries. However, for the bona fide Russian experience, I'd suggest straying a little further afield to the bottom of Pokrovsky Boulevard down to Dacha na Pokrovkye, where blini with caviar, fresh pelmeni, Russian-style dumplings, and a rich beef stroganoff await you. Housed in a 19th-century renovated mansion, Dacha na Pokrovkye is decked out like an old Russian bourgeois abode, with a quirky assortment of pre-Soviet and Soviet-era trinkets and wares. While the dacha was once lived in by Nikolai Teleshov, founder of the famous literary society Sreda, these days it is famous among locals for quality Russian food at affordable prices. For an added level of authenticity, don't forget a bottle of vodka for the table, which will be served in small glass goblets and should be accompanied with a cranberry tincture and plenty of pickles. As the night winds down, or perhaps up, clink your glass goblets and chant Na zdorovye. And in a place like Dacha na Pokrovkye, it won't matter that no one's actually said that since the late 19th century. For Monocle, I'm Paige Reynolds.
This has been episode number 111 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Paige for the tour in Moscow's Chisti Prudi. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippin. Thanks for listening and bye for now.